Hello, I am Ursula Canton from the Learning Development Centre in the School of Computing, Engineering and Built Environment, and this is the first of three recordings to help you write your construction and development economics assignment. Before we get started properly, I would like to briefly explain how this recording is meant to work. The idea is that we talk through the process of approaching your assignment, and that you can listen to a little bit of the recording, then pause it and do some work on your own assignment before you continue to the next step of the recording. The idea behind this is that it's not meant to be more work in any way, but that instead it is meant to help you structure your working process to approach this particular assignment, and also to get some tips and strategies for future assignments and make your work easier. As with any assignment, have a look at the brief first, because that's the most important indication to tell you what you're actually meant to be doing. If you look at the Word file in the background, you can see part of the brief. Have a very quick look at this and then we'll continue. You can see two parts of this brief. The second one gives you a very specific question. Was the specific project you have chosen a success or a disaster? Now, in the context of this module, I would say that we are talking about an economic success or disaster. We'll come back to that in a little bit. Before that, I would like to focus on the first part of this brief, where you are asked to write a description and analysis of a specific construction project. So this implies two steps. You need to choose a specific project that you want to work on, and then you need to describe and analyse it. Let's have a look at the next part of the brief for some information on the project. Have a quick read and then continue, please. When you're choosing a project, one of the really important criteria is whether you are interested in the project. You will have to spend quite a bit of time on this assignment, so ideally choose something that you would like to read more about. The other important criterion, though, is availability of information. This could be public information, or it could be information that you have access to due to your job, for example. Choosing a project that you are really interested in, but for which you can hardly find any information, is definitely not a good strategy, because it'll make working on your assignment much, much harder. Have a look at the projects you could choose, have a look at how much information is available, and then decide on one or maybe on two at this stage to continue with the next steps. But it's definitely a good idea to have a specific project in mind for this. Once you have a project ready, please continue to the next recording, part 2.